Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Parkinson's Recovery Radio Network. This is Robert Rogers, and you have just landed at the right place to be able to find all sorts of new, novel, and exciting ideas of what you can do to get relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. I have personally been enamored and excited about developments that are occurring throughout all research universities across the United States, Canada, and Europe, and Asia with regard to the power of sound that can lead to healing for individuals that have chronic conditions. I've had several interviews now with Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who is the resident expert in my book on everything there is to know about how sound can be used to be able to bring our bodies back into full balance and harmony. Dr. Jonas discusses what she does as music or sound by ear rather than medicine by mouth. In other words, medicine by ear is something that you actually listen to. This is serious stuff. I decided that what I wanted to do for myself is to experience what value I might be able to get for being able to get a voice analysis and to see what Dr. Jonas might be able to do in terms of creating some sounds that I could use for my own healing. On the Parkinson's Recovery Cruise, that's exactly what I did. I gave an imprint of my voice, and as it turns out, our voice reveals all. Our voice conveys the frequencies that are too low, the frequencies that are too high, and of course all of these frequencies are connected in some way to the balances or imbalances that are present in our physical bodies. What I'm going to do today is something a bit unusual. I'm going to air a discussion with Dr. Jonas about the voice imprint that she actually ran for myself. I believe that it's difficult for anyone, including myself, to really understand how this works. In other words, how in the world do you talk into a computer for about a minute? And how is there an analysis done? And then how can there be a CD that is produced of sounds that I'd listen to? And how in the world can that have any impact on how I'm feeling and the energy that I'm actually experiencing? A clarification for those of you that are not familiar with my work, I don't personally have the symptoms of Parkinson's disease, so you're not going to actually hear anything that's directly relevant to being able to address the symptoms of Parkinson's disease. However, the findings also reveal some rather fascinating discoveries about the imbalances that are present in my body that are relevant to an overabundance of dopamine. So as it turns out, I have better understanding of why I am so passionate about doing the work of Parkinson's recovery and identifying therapies and modalities that can help individuals get relief from their symptoms. Here's what I'd like to ask you to do. In other words, what we're going to do is we're going to run through a full and complete discussion of what a voice analysis is, what it does, how it works, what the findings actually look like, what a discussion would entail that you might have with someone like Dr. Jonas. So you'll get an idea of what this particular therapy is all about. I personally believe that it's powerful. I believe that it has the potential to be the direction that all medicine is actually headed in the future. It's non-invasive, it is safe, and it is extremely effective. It's been very helpful and powerful and instrumental to my own personal healing, as you are about to discover. I'd like to ask you to do something first, however, before I begin this pre-recorded interview with Dr. Jonas. Please, if you would, visit the Parkinson's Recovery main website, because I want you to be able to actually see the voice analysis imprint for myself that Dr. Jonas ran. To do that, you can simply type in two words on any search engine. The first word would be Parkinson's without an apostrophe, and the second word is recovery. And when you type those two words in, you will see a listing, of course, of search results. Parkinson'sRecovery.com, my main website, will be the first that you will see on that page. Click on that particular citation, and it will bring you to our home page. That's basically Parkinson'sRecovery.com. You'll see on that main page a link for the blog. It's a very simple first page, and you'll see the word blog, B-L-O-G. Just click on that. That will take you to the Parkinson's Recovery blog, where we enter all sorts of exciting letters and information for individuals interested in finding ways to get relief from their symptoms. The entry that you will see posted for today has a link. Click on that link, and that will show you the image or the picture that we are actually going to be discussing with Dr. Jonas today. So that particular posting was set on July the 8th. You may have to scroll down if you're listening to this recording days or weeks or even months after it's actually aired. So there's a link. It goes to a PDF image. And what you'll see then is that image on the screen. There's no other explanation, so you're going to have to stay tuned and hang in there so that you can listen to how Suzanne Jonas explains the meaning of what this particular voice in print of my own voice entails for me and for my own healing, and what kind of suggestions of therapies it actually entails. And now, let me go to the first segment of my pre-recorded interview with Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who is the experts of all experts on everything there is to know about how sound can be used to bring our bodies back into full balance and harmony. The expert on medicine by ear. During the Parkinson's recovery cruise to Alaska, I had the quite exciting opportunity to get a voice analysis from you, and I'd like for everybody's benefit to actually get you to discuss the results that I got from my voice analysis. So to say that you do a voice analysis is one thing, but actually see how it works, I think, helps people know a bit more about what's involved. I've put up on the Parkinson's Recovery blog the actual image that was created from the voice analysis that Suzanne Jonas did for me during the Parkinson's Recovery cruise. This is something that has to be done in person, so I actually had to be with her and talk into a microphone connected to her computer in order to get this particular diagram generated. For those of you listening to this on the radio program show page, I'd like to invite you to switch over to the blog so that you can actually look at what is displayed. So as we talk now, you'll be able to see visually what it is that we're actually talking about. To go to that particular page, go to www.blog.parkinsonsrecovery, so both the word Parkinson's joined together with the word recovery.com, and you'll see posted there this particular image. And so as we talk, you'll be able to visually see what it is that we're about to now talk about. When I actually went to get my voice analysis, you asked me to talk into the microphone about something that really didn't have any particular high charge one way or another, and that was to describe my house.
That's right.
So have to tell you, Suzanne, I was a bit alerted to what I should talk about that didn't have any emotional component, because as I thought about the house, I was thinking, oh, we wanted to paint that room. We wanted to put a wooden floor in that room. And I found I got a bit emotional about thinking of various choices of what I could discuss about the house. But as I recall, I did land on a topic that I thought was pretty neutral. And as I recall, I talked about all of our pet critters that we have roaming about near our house. And so the bottom line was, it really didn't matter to you what I was talking about. Is that right?
As long as it wasn't, you know, as you mentioned, you know, a really highly charged thing, because that will skew the results, and we can still certainly get some information from it, but that wasn't our object with just having one visit together. And I did find it was interesting that, you know, I'd ask you to talk about your house, and you did instead talk about the animals, which I thought was really interesting.
You didn't know that that's why I did that, did you? I was thinking, yeah, I could describe the house, but I think there's emotional charge behind that. I better not do that. So I didn't. I had to talk about our pet seagulls instead. You took that, and it only, basically, I only talked for about 45 seconds or a minute, I think. Is that right?
That's right, right.
And you...
into the computer program. It doesn't take long.
And then you took that and said, okay, you could look to see on your computer that it was taking what information that you needed. And then it was basically, okay, that's it. I need to go do some analysis and some work, and I left.
Right.
So what happened at your end then?
Well, at that time, there are many different screens that I can go to and look at, one of which shows me a lot of the biological, physiological things that are out of balance, either too much of stressed or too low, and needing some attention. And then I look at those and see what they correlate to, if there is a correlation. Like I mentioned many times, we just know that frequency is out of balance. So I look those over first to see what has come up, and there are approximately 5 layers of those screens that I go through. So that can be a little intensive to see what's coming up. And then the next screen that we can look at is the one that you have up on the website, and that really looks at the whole emotional profile. And we are all smart enough to know these days that you can't separate out the mind from the body, or the body from the emotions, everything from the spiritual. I mean, we're all one composite. If something is affecting one, it's affecting everything else. So that from my perspective, because my background in psychology, this is one of the most important screens, where we can look at where on the screen that you're spending too much energy. And that in turn can siphon down and cause the chemical responses in the body that give us the symptoms. It's just your body's way of saying, hey, wait a minute, I'm giving you this symptom because something is out of alignment in your processing of information, your belief system, your emotions, etc. And so that's what I find is most interesting from all of this, is the screen that all of you are probably looking at right now.
If we then focus on this particular screen that I'm also looking at myself, there are these concentric circles. They get larger and larger. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 concentric circles that go out. There are also notes that are listed here in the very center, F, E, D sharp, D, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Can you explain some about what all that's about?
Right. The program organizes our voice into resonant frequencies, and we know that each frequency is correlated with one of the notes in our Western musical scale. And so then it has organized it all the times that the notes, C, which is that red band that shows up in our voice, you know, it will record and let us know how many times C comes up, or F sharp, or A sharp. And the concentric circles have to do with the octaves of our voice. So if you're talking way up here, you're talking in a higher octave than down low. And so I've presented 5 of the octaves that have to do with, like, the one closest to the middle, closest to the white circle in the middle, that very first inner circle has to do with physical issues, as does the second one. So the first 2 rings, starting from the center, have to do with physical issues.
So let's focus on that now. There's a bunch of black lines for my particular chart, for the B, the A sharp, et cetera, et cetera. What does all that mean?
Right. On this whole page, if you see black marks, it is set up that these are areas where there are too much energy being expended. Too much energy is being used in these areas and will probably, particularly in those two inner concentric circles, be showing up someplace as a symptom in your body. So if we look, let's say, at the note B and write the first circle where you have some black lines, there's a lot of energy being spent in keeping your immune system built up and with right brain processing. Right brain meaning holistic, right brain music, generalizing, creativity, as opposed to left side of the brain, which is very logical, analytical, ordered, it's your manager, it's your scientist, etc. And so then moving out to the second ring, it's also showing that a lot of energy is trying to keep the immune system balanced, a lot of right brain activity, and in this lane, it also shows up, maybe there might be some imbalance in your lymph system, prostate or bladder. Now, is any of that ring true for you?
I suppose immune system could always be an issue. When I suppose about 15 years ago, there were signs of some prostate challenges. That was resolved and have had no issues with that at all. Perhaps bladder might resonate somewhat. There are times when the frequency to urinate is more than I'd like it to be, especially when I'm taking long trips. So I would say that definitely would resonate.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Were there other notes that you wanted to...
Yeah, we ought to go through... So in other words, I'm a lot of right brain, not enough left brain, so there's an imbalance there. Am I going to be helped if I do more crossword puzzles?
You know, that's not a bad idea.
I hate to do crossword puzzles. It's like it's a waste of time. I don't know what it's like. You hear the resistance there.
I heard it.
Well, let's move up to the next note then. Okay, the next note is A sharp. I don't have quite as many dark lines there, but there's some. Now, what does that mean as far as I'm concerned?
The note A sharp, or that there's not as many black lines?
Well, no, I mean the note A sharp, and I do have some activity there, some overactivity. So, what does that suggest for me?
Well, this is more nervous system and aging. So, a lot of energy there. When we took the voice print, were you experiencing during the last? Several days, some anxiety?
The answer would be yes, I think. Definitely so.
Okay. So that is showing up there. And so anxiety, again, can really knock out lots of things. And if we look further out in that same band of A-sharp, going to the third ring all the way around has to do with emotions. That's an emotional level. And so if we look at the emotions that are involved there, the black, are maybe feelings of being unacknowledged, that you've been doing a lot, that people don't realize that you're doing. It sure would be nice if they did, because they could thank you more.
Here, hey, wait a minute, I'm doing this whole Parkinson's recovery cruise. Nobody appreciates me. That's my unconscious feeling then, is that right?
That's right. You know, if you're balanced enough and wise enough to know that, you know, these things come up and you kind of vent,
I know, we can't keep them from popping up, can we?
Right. So I would say, Polly, that was definitely going on there. And if you move out another ring, there's not enough activity there to even talk about.
Yeah, I would be surprised if that were not there. I mean, we even on getting on the ship,
we didn't actually acknowledge that it would have been better to have a handicapped quick check-in. So a number of people had to stand in line for what was really very too long, and that was anxiety producing as well. We didn't get that organized quite as well as we should have.
Then that plays into the second ring, into the nervous system, that plays into the first ring, you know, and gives you the, I don't know, what kind of symptoms of anxiety or nervousness did you pick up on?
I would say it would have been anxiousness. It would have been an overriding anxiousness and concern, a heightened kind of a neurological sensations throughout all my body, a little nervousness would have been the way it would have been exhibited.
A higher heart rate?
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't have any doubt about that.
Right. So that's how that plays out and into our physiology. Every time we have a thought, there is a chemical response in our body. It just happens. It's just the way we are. And if that thought is one that is going to produce, you know, an emotion, a high emotion, then that triggers more chemicals. So that we know, you know, what happens when that car cuts you off on the highway, and all of a sudden, you know, everything in you is beating faster, and, you know, you might be sweating and all kinds of things like that. That physiological response happens instantaneously. And the thought was, oh my God, I'm going to get hit. Or, darn that guy. Or whatever words you come out with.
We'll be right back with Suzanne Jonas after this short station break.
This is Parkinson's Recovery. I'm Robert Rogers. You're listening to my interview with Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who is an expert of all experts in what there is to know about how sound can be used to bring our bodies back into full balance and harmony. I just received a letter this morning from Marilyn, who attended our Jumpstart to Wellness program from 2009 in November, so that's only about 6 or 7 months ago. I have to read this letter for everyone because it is indeed very, very exciting. Good morning, Robert. I am as high as the 4th of July, no pun intended. I saw my neurologist yesterday. He is the head of the Movement Disorder Clinic in Vancouver, British Columbia. They can find very few symptoms of Parkinson's and were quite amazed. He said that the neurosurgeon who will call me about deep brain surgery will probably say I am doing too well. I did keep asking them if they wanted to know why I was doing so well, and I mentioned antioxidants, change in attitude, changes in diet, increased exercise, etc. They didn't really get the big picture. There were two nurses in the room who were also with this program, and at the end of the appointment, I asked them if they wanted to talk with me, but they declined. I just hope that I have planted some seeds for change here. That's quite an amazing story and exciting for me in that Marilyn's road to recovery was jump-started at our Jumpstart to Wellness program in November of 2009. Our 2010 Jumpstart to Wellness program will be held in San Diego, California. It's a 2.5-day program. It begins on October the 18th in the evening at 7. It goes all day Tuesday, all day Wednesday, 19th and the 20th of October. It's an opportunity to meet other individuals who are also on the road to recovery to discover what they are doing to get relief from their symptoms. We go through an array of self-help techniques that we've discovered help individuals get incredible relief and sustain relief from their symptoms. So this particular program is designed to help you do what you need to do for yourself to be able to heal and come back into full balance and harmony. So we're not doing things to you. We're obviously not medical doctors. We're not qualified to do anything regarding diagnosis or treatment, but we are able to connect you with what is helping other people find compelling and sustained relief from their symptoms. Jumpstart to Wellness is sponsored by Parkinson's Recovery. We are always at Jumpstart to Wellness, a small group, since we hold it to a size of 25 individuals who have the symptoms of Parkinson's. So it's San Diego, California, October the 18th, 2010. You can get more information by going to our main website, ParkinsonsRecovery.com, or you can just type in the two words, the first Parkinson's and the second recovery, on any search engine. It will be the first result that comes up. Click on that. You'll be at our homepage, and you'll see a little icon over to the right that says Jumpstart. Click on that, and you'll be able to get the full details of what is necessary to be able to register for our next, our 2010 program. Feel free to call me if you have any questions whatsoever. It's 1-877-526-4646. That toll-free number is 877-526-4646. Parkinson's Recovery is dedicated to being able to offer support and resources and information to individuals who are searching for ways to get relief from their symptoms. Jumpstart to Wellness is one component of our mission. We do this live, so we gather people together in person, so you'll be able to actually press the flesh and realize that, yes, indeed, recovery is, in fact, possible. It is happening for many other people, and we, because of the many, many choices that are available out there for what you can decide to do, and believe me, having worked on this for a number of years, I've identified 44 therapies that can be considered. You can't do all of those. So what we do at Jumpstart is we help each individual identify for themselves the most important next steps that they can take to be able to get relief from their own symptoms. So that's ParkinsonsRecovery.com, and you'll see a link there, Jumpstart to Wellness. Again, the next program for 2010 will be held in San Diego, California on October the 18th. Now back to my pre-recorded interview with Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who is telling us about how medicine by ear can be used to help us come back into full balance and harmony. Dr. Jonas is discussing the results of a voice analysis she did for myself. You can actually see that voice analysis for yourself as she discusses this by visiting the Parkinson's Recovery blog. And again, you'll see a link to the blog if you go to the main website, ParkinsonsRecovery.com. There's a link there right in the main page, right in the front, that says blog. Click on that, and you'll see for July the 8th, there's a posting of a link to the actual voice analysis she did. I'm doing this because I'm thinking that many of you might want to consider getting a voice analysis for yourself. It's in the scheme of the cost of other therapies like deep brain stimulation surgery, which can cost up to $200,000 or $300,000. The cost of a voice analysis is peanuts, basically, and the value they can provide is absolutely incredible. For me, the value has been an ability to be able to get into the flow of life and the ability to be able to focus much better than I have ever been able to focus in my life. If you had come to my office a month ago, you would have seen piles of paper on my floor. You'd have seen piles of paper on my desk. As I worked, you would have noticed I appeared to be very efficient for about 30 minutes, and then I started to have to look for something, and I would have spent 10 or 15 minutes trying to find a paper that I had placed somewhere on piles on my floor or on my desk. That's no longer the case. Believe it or not, listening to the CD that Suzanne actually created for me is being able to help me better focus, to be able to use my energies in a more effective and a more efficient way. How does that work exactly? I really, quite frankly, can't tell you. All I can say to you is it has had a huge impact on me. I believe that it also has the potential to help many other individuals who are confronted with neurological challenges. Now back to my pre-recorded interview with Dr. Suzanne Jonas.
If we move around the circle now from A sharp to A, there, that's probably in the inner circle, more black lines there than anywhere. What does that stand for?
Yes, that stands for tendons and ligaments and skin, lymph, tendons, ligaments. Certainly Well, let's go back out. What was the emotions going on there in that third line, in that third band? And that feelings of unsettlement, feelings of perhaps being personally attacked, somebody not agreeing with you. I mean, it could be as small as that, not physically attacked or verbal abuse, but arguments, disagreements, things like that.
Yeah, that would have actually, in terms of my one of my children, that would have gone on. So that very clearly is evidenced here in the circle. My daughter was very disappointed I didn't do certain things, and so we were having some estrangement issues, at least at the time. And then if you go out, so if we're going out from A here a little bit farther, there's a little mountain, a black mountain sort of out there. I mean, that's sort of the largest thing here in my whole circle. What does that signify?
Yeah. I want to talk about the furthest one out first, and then the second, that will make sense to you. Because the furthest one out have things to do with our growing up. And so that A on the outer ring there are the way we have felt as a kid. So what's picked up on here is there's some wasted energy from feeling shy and vulnerable. And that starts again in our childhood. Do you remember those feelings?
Oh, I think definitely so, yes. That really, really resonates with me. That's still a mountain on my chart. How do I get rid of that? That's what I want. I don't want to carry that around, Suzanne. What is this?
Shy and vulnerable feelings, you know, we certainly don't want to present that to the world. You know, we want the world to see us as more competent and confident. And so we build this persona, and that's what that mountain is. That is a projected persona. That's our mask that we try to put on to the outer world that, you know, I'm not shy. You know, I've got it all together.
But inside I really am. That's the truth. Everybody now knows, you see. It sounds like I'm this great, you know, audacious kind of person, loud and aggressive. Turns out it's not true. I'm really this shy, retiring little boy inside.
You're very brave to do this over the air.
Well, I think we all have these issues. It's just, you know, I think it's just
putting a clean chart on anybody.
No, I'm sure everybody has these lines. And so what's fascinating is it really does allow you to see, well, my God, that's really evidenced in our physical body. So
it's very much evidenced in your physical body, and you can see it in living color that these are the areas where all the black are that it would be really good to work on with respect to, let's give up some of this old belief system that I'm X, Y, or Z, and really clean up the chart, you know?
Things that I'm carrying that I don't need to carry anymore.
Right, and it shows you that you may not pay much attention to it, but boy, oh boy, is it still there. It's still in your cells. It's still resonating in your voice. It's still there.
So as we go down closer to the circle that's closest to the center, that's more the physical manifestation of what might have happened all the way back here in childhood as we go to the outer ring.
That's right. That's right. We have a tendency, we're like onions. Then as we grow, we have these events in our life that, and it can be something so silly as a teacher, not continuously calling on you when you've got the answers and you're so proud of it. You could have taken that as a really significant thing that, you know, teacher doesn't like you, you're not good enough, whatever words you want to put to that, and embody that in you, in that layer of you. And that layer of you then is still there that says, you know, my answers aren't good enough. Nobody wants to hear my responses, or she likes everybody else better than me. Whatever interpretation we as kids, you know, mistakenly place on situations and events. So then that layer gets buried, but it's still there.
Affecting
you.
there's a residue of that, although it might not be conscious to me now. There's still a residue of that that's hanging around my energy field. So if we go here now, there's another section here that has quite a few black lines, at least at the physical level, which is G-sharp. Can you say something about what that's all about?
Right. G-sharp in the physical are all about your neurotransmitters, things going on in your brain. And so you really have got some imbalances there. And if we move out, see what the emotional layer is about, life events, that there have been some life events that you were not really happy about, that you may either still be pondering about or angry about or disappointed in, or but there's a lot of energy being wasted there instead of allowing those life events to be healed and released. And the further layer out then is being depressed and angry about those things.
So things that have happened I'm still carrying that have neurological implications. I guess it's a little wonder why I'm so passionate about the addressing the symptoms of Parkinson's. It's right here on my chart. It's right,
yes.
G-sharp, right?
Exactly.
All right, so the issue for people with the symptoms of Parkinson's is a dopamine deficiency. What about dopamine for me, Suzanne?
That's interesting you brought up. I just happened to notice that as I was reviewing your chart before we started the conversation here, that you have a lot of dopamine in your system, which I thought was very interesting. And have you been taking SAM?
Is that a supplement?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay, because that's...
Not yet, no. I haven't ordered it yet.
Because that can certainly increase dopamine. But you certainly have plenty. You don't have to worry about that.
So how do I get that back into balance?
At this point, because it was high in your system, I probably, and I don't have it down, I didn't save that, what exactly your frequencies were that I gave you, Robert. But my guess is I probably worked out a formula to help you bring that more into balance with regards to your CD that you got.
So you actually made a CD for me with a bunch of very specific sounds as a result of this particular analysis.
That's right.
And gave me some tones that my body needed to actually listen to that I have been absorbing ever since I got home from the cruise. So it's been now about 3 or 4 weeks. I've been putting on the headphones at night and listening to these particular sounds and giving my body what it needs. Now, is it the case, in terms of the general overview of the CD that you created for me, what is this actually doing for me? Is it taking away certain sounds or frequencies I don't need or giving certain ones that I do need, or what is it doing for me?
Probably all of the above. You know, some of the frequencies will bring others back down, which you have too much of, either, again, because something is stressed in your body, or you have too much of, like the dopamine, or it's actually giving you some frequencies that were too low. Everybody's is so different, depending upon what shows up in their voice print, of what really is needed at this time. Now, some of the people that I did on the cruise, you know, had pretty extensive cocktail that they needed to listen to. They had, you know, either 6, 7 different frequencies. And I remember one person only had 2 frequencies that they really needed to listen to at this time. So, again, every body is different, and every dosage is different about how many times you listen to it and how long it lasts. Everybody is an individual, and that, again, is a beautiful part of this, because the frequencies CD that you got certainly is not going to be good for anybody else. It's just you.
It's just mine.
Sure, don't share it.
Now, can I keep listening to this every year, or should I stop listening to it?
Your body is so wise. You will know when it's time to stop. You'll know because you really hate that CD, or it might cause more anxiety instead of being restful. But your body will definitely give you a signal when it's time to stop.
Ah, that's great advice, Suzanne. Now, one of the results of this particular analysis was that I had iron and mercury in my body. So you recommended that I do a zeolite product called a natural cellular defense, which I acquired and I have been taking. That's been quite remarkable, I want to say.
In what way?
Well, in a number of different ways, actually. You mentioned there are neurological implications in terms of skin issues for me, and I noticed that over the period of about the last month, my skin has gotten a lot softer. Blotches have actually been fading, if not vanishing altogether. Another interesting result, and of course this might be a combination of both the zeolite or the natural cellular defense treatment as well as the listening to the CD, is that my smell has actually been improved. So that might be a result of detoxing the heavy metals, and of course it might also be just because I'm in better balance. That's been quite a marvelous kind of a result. Another result that I've noticed that I think is coincident with the analysis that you've done is that I've always felt there to be quite a bit of scattering for me. In other words, I'm doing 10 things at the same time. While I eventually get everything done, it tends to be quite a bit longer than what I would hope to be. And what I've noticed is that listening to the CD has really focused my attention on starting tasks and completing them at the same cycle, at the same time. So instead of starting something and then saying, well, I don't have time to finish this today, I'll put it aside and I'll get to it tomorrow, which has been a heavy habit of mine throughout my entire life, I've noticed that now I'm saying, all right, I started this and I'm going to complete this now, instead of anticipating that I had promised myself I would do whatever, you know, in the next hour. And I seem to be more focused, more centered, not quite as scattered. So when you refer to the neurological kind of scattering, it seems like that's really come much more back into center and balance as a result of just listening to these frequencies.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. I'm so glad to hear this feedback, and particularly so that people listening can hear that the changes can be on multiple levels, not just the physical.
I think so. And the other remarkable result for me is I can't imagine that I would have been able to access these improvements with just any other kind of specific intervention, for example, a supplement, let's say. This really feels like it's a holistic intervention. It's really quite magnificent. And of course, the other thing I think that helps me in terms of the experience is to really acknowledge that there are still issues that I carry, and that the more quickly I'm able to dissolve those, the less likely it is that they'll be manifested in my physical body and in the sense of illness.
Precisely. And it only takes one instant of being able to change a perspective, of being able to change something within us, and then that cascades throughout our entire physiology. And so taking the opportunity at whatever age, whatever time of the year, of being able to go, I don't need that anymore, and just letting it go, and the profound changes that can happen anytime. And so, you know, again, I like the word courageous, because it really fits that to be able to look at the stuff that we're carrying and have the courage to go, this doesn't work.
Really? I'm sorry, but I'm not doing this anymore. This is
right. And let it go. See what life could be like without it.
That's exactly right. The other reason I really like this approach and feel like it's benefited me personally in a significant way is that I'm really convinced that denial is big for me and probably for everyone. I mean, I'm the first to be able to deny what's really there. And so that mind is able to work our way around not really seeing what might be very obvious to other people. So I like this because it's a way of being able to, you know, your voice expresses it all. It's like, it doesn't hide anything, and so it sort of gets splattered on the page with all these black spots, you know. And so you can really see, oh, wait a minute, that's right, that's true. I can acknowledge that I must still be holding that anger or that rage or that resentment or whatever it might be. And then, of course, setting the clear intention to say, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm ready to just let that go. I think that really does help.
Well, you know, they say denial is not just a river in Egypt.
That's a great saying. I love that. One of the issues for voice analysis that we referred to earlier is it really has to be done live and in person. But if an individual either close to you, which would have to be in the state of Tennessee or nearby, or somebody far away wants to get a voice analysis, tell people how they would go about doing that.
Right, just give me a call at 865-980-0137 or send me an email, soundladyjonas@gmail.com, and we'll talk about how that might occur. When coming to my office, which is in Maryville, Tennessee, you can fly into Knoxville, and it's right close there, and I live in the foothills of the Smoky Mountains, so it's beautiful place to visit if you've never been here. The sound takes approximately about 2 hours total, because this is what happens once you do your 1 minute voice into the microphone. Then it takes me 15 minutes to 30 minutes to analyze the whole thing, and then I make your cocktail of frequencies and give you a sound treatment. The first treatment is so much more fun, because we give it to you on our sound table, our sound lounger, so you're getting your frequencies whole body, and that is a strong way to get your first dose of your medicine by ear. And then you'll have your CD to take home with you, and recommendations for other things, like, you know, if you do need some vitamin E, I will let you know. And so that takes usually about 2 hours.
This is indeed a quite novel and a fascinating approach to medicine and how medicine can help us get well. But in this case, the medicine is medicine through ear and sound rather than medicine through supplements. It's quite a fascinating approach, Suzanne.
You know, every time I do somebody's voice, I'm always amazed at the correlations and what a perfect thing we are, that in our voice tells us everything that's wrong. Not wrong, but, you know, out of balance, and how we can fix it.
And, of course, next time we actually see each other in person, I'm going to want to get another voice analysis, and I'm guessing that the actual map is going to look different.
Most of the time, it definitely looks different, particularly as you've been telling me, you've been doing some things to help bring you back into better alignment, and that is with the natural cellular defense to get all those heavy metals out, and with listening to your CD.
Yeah, I think it's making a big difference. And the other interesting thing about just looking at this visual image is you see all these black places, spots that are in the outer images. Ultimately, those are manifested physically in the inner image. So what we'd like to be able to do is to address these outer emotional thought form kinds of issues so that it doesn't become a physical problem in the inner circle.
That's precisely right.
And, of course, if it already is one, as is the case in my analysis for some of these areas, then we of course, by addressing all of it, we're going to actually come back into a better balance and harmony.
Yes, definitely. No healing can really take place unless you address, you know, your emotions, your mind, and your spiritual body.
Dr. Suzanne Jonas, thank you so much for this quite fascinating analysis and presentation of what medicine by ear can do for anyone.
Robert, it's always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the invitation.
This is Parkinson's Recovery. I'm Robert Rogers, and you have just listened to my interview with Dr. Suzanne Jonas, who told us all about what a voice analysis is all about. I'm still listening to my CD that she made for me. I put the headphones on at night, and I listen for a while, and I usually go right to sleep. As I mentioned earlier, I believe it is making a huge difference in my ability to be centered and to be focused. My hunch is that a voice analysis for anyone can lead to positive outcomes and positive results. Parkinson's Recovery is dedicated to identifying any and all possibilities that might be considered and being able to give you relief from your symptoms. I believe this is one that merits serious consideration. Dr. Suzanne Jonas is located in Maryville, Tennessee, so if you're anywhere near Maryville, you can obviously drive to be able to get your voice analysis from her. At the time that we had our voice analysis done, both Deborah and myself, we got a slight discount. Instead of the regular $250, we paid on the Parkinson's Recovery Cruise to Alaska $200 to get our voice analysis. But $250 is a modest price to pay for the potential result. I suggest that if you're unable to actually visit her in person, or if you're unable to get on a plane and actually fly to be able to get your voice analysis done from her, give Dr. Jonas a call. There are other individuals across the United States, Canada, and in Europe who do this work, and she'd be able to refer you to someone perhaps that is closer to where you actually live. Her phone number, once again, is 865-980-0137. Call now and talk with her about the possibilities. You can also email her, and again, that email address is www.soundladyjonas, JONAS.com. I hope I see you at Jumpstart to Wellness in San Diego, California, October the 18th on the evening at 7 o'clock. We'll have an evening session and then an all-day Tuesday session, all-day Wednesday session. It's a two-and-a-half-day activity with plenty of breaks and time for breathers. The event, the experience, is in fact experiential. We don't talk at you. We don't give you lots of information you're supposed to learn. It's literally an opportunity for you to sort through some choices, to learn more about what your options are, to get some skills of being able to help heal yourself. As you've already heard from Marilyn, people who've come to Jumpstart to Wellness in November have seen remarkable results. That's not because of anything we did to them. That's because of ways they figured out for themselves to be able to help themselves heal. That's what Parkinson's Recovery is all about, is being able to help you find the resources and the support that you need to be able to get sustained and substantial relief from the symptoms of Parkinson's. People out there are recovering right and left. There are all over the place. I'm putting up the testimonials that I get unsolicited on emails, on the blog, if I get permission. So you can read by visiting the blog story after story of individual who's actually recovering. We're going to be coming out with the Parkinson's Recovery Magazine very, very soon now, and we're going to be having contributing authors, people that I've had as guests on my radio program, who will be writing articles, giving you suggestions and ideas of what you can do to actually heal from Parkinson's. That, of course, is free and readily available. To be able to be sure you're on that list, I want to recommend that you for sure sign up for our email newsletter. These are writings that I have about what I've been discovering is making a difference to people. If you're on the email newsletter list, which of course is also free, you'll be able to be sure to get links to the Parkinson's Recovery Magazine that's coming out soon. We'll be having one a month, and contributors now are sending in their articles about one topic or theme or another. As you know, our emphasis is on looking at non-invasive, natural approaches for what people are doing that are giving them incredible relief from their symptoms. You can always listen to the radio program by calling in when the program is aired, the following telephone number, 347-945-5358. That's for individuals who do not have computers. If you do have a computer, of course, you can always listen in by visiting the radio program page and literally just sitting and listening, or alternatively, you can download any of the previously aired programs that we have each and every week, Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I recommend, if you don't have one, I recommend that you get an MP3 player and download the programs to the MP3 player, and that when you exercise, you can listen to each week's radio program. I've been doing this quite a while, and you'll find there is week after week of incredible information. If you're interested in getting new ideas, new approaches, fresh possibilities, this is a good way to do it, is literally to listen to the radio programs. I've also summarized everything that I've actually generated in terms of interviews and shows and research that I've done through library and internet research in my book, which I've just released, called A Road to Recovery from Parkinson's Disease. You can get that as a download or as a print book. There is a mountain of information available out for you through Parkinson's Recovery. There are ways to track your symptoms. Of course, that's free. There are ways to be able to connect in chat rooms. That, of course, is free. Much of what, if not all of what we do, is literally free. And I want to again invite you to be able to participate in what will be a transformative experience for all in attendance to come to our live in the flesh Jumpstart to Recovery program, where people are present to be able to literally find what next step is going to be most useful and most beneficial to be able to really change the direction of your life so that you're up and running again and in full force and being able to manifest your heart's desire and to be able to manifest your destiny. This is Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. Feel free to call me anytime, and that number is 877-526-4646. And that's what's happening on the shores of the Puget Sound, where all the women are smart, all the men are handsome, and all the children are truly loved. Know that by virtue of the fact you are listening to this radio program and have done so for the whole hour, you are indeed officially now on the road to recovery. This is Robert Rogers. This is Parkinson's Recovery. Thanks for listening. Good day.